The ballots that were published had the both referendums printed on the same ballot, and the 29th and 30th tribal council said these referendums were to be absolutely separate, not only by date but also by ballot. And as it turned out a few weeks ago, folks were posting that they got their ballots, and surprisingly, both referendums ended up on the same ballot. We're trying to figure out what happened there, and so we have circulated the conversation to figure out how is this possible? Is this a matter of contract, breach of contract? And so we did kick into Vital Stats, and they said they've been trying to reach even the printer is to see how is it possible that this even happened. And apparently, as of right now, the printer is not responding. So it came back to council because there are, of course, those that support the current referendum and ballots as they're printed, and there may be a lot more too. I probably shouldn't say a lot more, but there are people that believe that it looks a little skewed, and that they're both on the same ballot. And so those complaints also have reached the table. The table has kicked the conversation around for exactly 7 days. And it has turned came to a point where today, unanimously, the tribal council has opted to invalidate the current referendums as they are, sadly. Myself and Third were spoke up very vocally that the effort has been so strong that we would like to go ahead and continue. The attorneys did convey that we weren't necessarily breaking any rules, but these two referendums require different portions and sizes of the current eligible votership. One is 30, one is 50, and that it just doesn't set a great precedent. And most of the tribal council agreed. And so they said the only way to go ahead to still support the current efforts is to just push the referendum dates back. And I'm going to go ahead and say safely a minimum of 40 days. We did kick around 30 days, but as you may know, that there takes time to send a new ballot, talk to contractors to print who's going to print the ballot. We are very nervous about even selecting the exact same printer for this next referendum because of what has happened. Maybe they'll be apologetic. I'm not quite sure. But we were kicking around 30 days, but if some of the absentee ballots don't reach our people within that 30 days, it could just push it back even farther. So it could be 40 to 50 day for, and this statement was hoping to be released even by now. It is, almost 7 o'clock in the evening. So again, it's not canceled. It's just got to be postponed because it in tribal council had absolutely no aware of this, that these two referendums were going to be on the exact same ballot. Nobody in the tribe knows how this happened. And we are absolutely apologetic for that. And so we are going to put forth as much measures as we can to assure that this would never ever happens again, because we were not trying that at all. And again, we did talk about this last 29th Tribal Council. Would they be on the same ballot? And there was an absolute
Right.
no. That's what we went over today. And my utmost apologize for this. But what on the bright side, I know that we are going to get some questions on, well, does that mean that we could add more names to the adoption list? And that is actually a no. We're going to keep the same list as it is, sadly, going forward on that part. And with the cannabis, we're just going to push the date back a little bit farther. We can still continue the promotions, still continue the introductions on the adoptions. And so, I am sure I speak for everyone that we certainly would not like this to look any particular way or that we were trying to sway the votes because that's absolutely not true. So, but both referendums are going to say exactly the same, no different wordage. We just got to change the dates. So.
Right.